Kick-Ass Dex, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Welcome back, and thanks for joining us for Kick-Ass Vets podcast. Today, episode 15, Red Flags for Picking a Clinic. When you're a new grad, or if you've been in the profession for a while and you're looking for a new job, there's some things that you are going to see as you're applying and interviewing that might not seem like a big deal, but they're kind of surface indicators suggesting that deeper problems exist. So this podcast is chatting about red flags when picking a clinic. The first red flag is if a clinic is dirty or disorganized. No one wants to work in a dirty clinic, and disorganization is frustrating. But the reality is, if the clinic is dirty or disorganized, it's a sign that patient care is going to suffer. But it also signifies that there's either a lack of staff, the staff is burnt out, or they don't have pride in their clinic. When people have pride in where they work and they're happy where they work, they keep it clean, they keep it organized. When you have a situation where a clinic is toxic, people stop caring, and then things become dirty and disorganized. Also, disorganization isn't just where things are in the cupboards. You know, if things in the cupboards aren't organized, then the records aren't going to be organized. You're not going to have workflow systems that are efficient and effective. There's going to be poor communication. And all of these lead to poor patient care in the place where you don't want to be. Another big red flag is if you can feel and get pulled into the staff politics when you're in your working interview, that's a problem. Every clinic is going to have some level of drama. Every clinic is going to have some level of politics. However, if you're in your working interview and people are trying to get you on their side, or if they're warning you about certain staff members, this suggests that there's a huge amount of tension within the staff already, and you either have toxic individuals that make the place terrible to work, or you're just going to be in a situation that is not going to be pleasant day to day. And that can just ruin how you feel about the profession as a whole. So if you can feel the politics and the drama in your working interview, that's a big red flag. Another big red flag is poor communication. When you're interviewing, the clinic should be on its best behavior. They should be, you know, really good communication with your email, setting up interviews, really good communication in terms of negotiations. And if you're doing your working interview and you're chatting and talking about a case and asking about the medical aspect of the case, if you're getting defensiveness and you're getting poor communication and poor interaction and relationship in that working interview when they should be on their best behavior, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. So don't expect to have good camaraderie and, you know, cohesive patient care about cases if you can't even talk about a case openly and calmly and collectively when you're in your working interview. Big, big red flag. Another big red flag if you're seeing substandard medicine during your working interview, and that includes incomplete, inaccurate, or undetailed records. Poor records are a sign of poor medicine because it's a sign of disorganization. Also, if you see things that are unethical or illegal, run away. Unless you're coming into that clinic in a position where you are going to change and turn around all of that aspect of that clinic and you have that power, it is not going to be a good place for you to be in. Also, you can ask about what relationship they have with specialists. Do they refer cases? Do they not refer cases? If your boss or the vets there are unwilling to discuss case management and aren't open to suggestions of, you know, your input of medicine, that's a sign that it's not going to be a good fit. Another big red flag is high staff turnover. High staff turnover happens in clinics when there's a poor working environment, when everybody's burnt out, or when there's not appropriate compensation. So when you're there, talk to the other staff about how long they've been working there. Do they like it? Do they not like it? If the longest staff has been there for 3 months, that's kind of concerning that no one stays for a long time. Another big red flag is lack of support. If you're doing your working interview when everyone should be on their best behavior and they're telling you, yes, you're going to have support, you're going to have training, you're going to have mentorship, and they can't even take that week or two while you're there to provide you those things, the likelihood of them continuing to provide any training or mentorship when you're hired is pretty much zero. So if you're not getting the support that you want during that interview, make sure that you're really evaluating if that's going to be a place where you want to be. Also, you really want to be in a place where when you're interviewing, that boss and that supervisor are paying attention to what you're doing. You don't want to just be a warm body in a clinic. You want to be a valuable member of the team. Therefore, the people interviewing you should be concerned and very cautious about who they're hiring. If they're not, if they're just saying, oh yeah, look, you can do it, then is that a place that you really want to be? The last red flag we'll chat about is the schedule. During your interview, pay attention to, do the staff leave on time? Are they leaving on schedule or are they staying hours late? Do they have a schedule made? Can they show you where you're fitting into that schedule? Schedule in itself is important, but whether or not they have a schedule and where they fit in and whether or not people are getting out on time is a surface indicator of how well the clinic runs, whether there's organization and whether staff are overworked and or if they're burnt out. It's really important, especially as a new grad, to try to avoid these toxic and undesirable locations. So as you're doing these working interviews, really look out for these red flags, because finding a good working environment is imperative to finding happiness in your career. So try to really pay attention to these and make sure you're doing your working interview. And as always, thanks for tuning in, and always advocate for yourself, because you are the only one that will.